This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
All right, I don't know if we on or not, but I'm still got a little bit of echo. So good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Live FM. Today is the 30th day of the month of April, and yes, so we're still on lockdown, and yes, it looks like the life is continuing like it's been in the last month. And yes, we're still allowed to continue complaining because the whole of South Africa looks like they're all celebrating. And the only people that are around doing the right things are the people like us that actually law-abiding citizens that sitting in their own homes and listening to their wives. But if you're looking at the rest of South Africa, I was looking this morning pictures from Khayelitsha. It's like a day per day. Everybody's doing their own thing. It's like, I don't know if they've got any other choice, but it looks like that we are the only guys that are sitting at home and obeying this order. I mean, it looks like when Cyril is coming up and talking to us, the president is talking, he's only talking to us. He's not talking to the rest of the country. Because looks like the rest of the country is like normal. There's not normal. I mean, this is not a normal country, but it's, you know, it makes you really upset. You know, you try to keep your best sitting at home, doing basically nothing, pulling your hair out, fighting with your wife or husband, and having your own fun. And yeah, other people that don't really care. And yeah, what can I say? Again, if we are in bad things, then looks like that another agency downgraded South Africa again. Good. Then decided the books are essential, and the US dollar and the rand looks like the rand is getting stronger, which I think it comes from confidence of people in our system, because our president talks so nice. Hopefully, just don't only talk nice. Hopefully, he's going to do something about it, and I think it's a good opportunity, you know, to restart everything in South Africa. The way it was going, it was obviously terrible. And I think it's a good opportunity for him to restart, get some confidence from investors back into South Africa. Make sure that he restarts the whole system, especially crime. Maybe the crime will stop. I don't know. Something like this. Look, there were worse times in the world. And I do believe that if you were born, let's say, you know, if you want to actually make a comparison between a person that was born in the 2000s and the millenniums, what you call, and people that are born in the 1900s, so you can say that like this. If I was born in 1900, on your 14th birthday, had the First World War started and ended on your 18th birthday. Okay, 22 million people perishing in that war. Later that year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and until your 20th birthday. 50 million people die from it. I mean, this is when you're 20. Yes, 50 million people. On your 29th birthday, a Great Depression begins. Employment hits 25% in the States anyway. Unemployment hits 25%. In South Africa, 25% is a bonus. The world GDP drops 27%. That runs until you are 33. The country nearly, I'm talking about the States, nearly collapse along with the world economy. Then you turn 39. World War II starts. I mean, think about it. You're not even over the hill yet. And don't try to catch your breath, but on your 41st birthday, the United States is fully pulled into Second World War. Between your 39th birthday and 45th birthday, 75 million people perished in the war. At 50, when in 1950 exactly, the Korean War started, and 5 million people died. At 55, when you were 55 year old, the Vietnam War begins and doesn't end for 20 years, guys, 20 years, 4 million people died in this war. And the conflict, it was a proper conflict. So, on your 62nd birthday, 1962, when myself and Eitan were born, the Cuban Missile Crisis, tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet, as we know it, should have ended. Great leaders prevented them from happening. I don't know, it should happen, I think. When you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. Now, how do you survive all that? When you're a kid in 1985, you didn't think about your 85-year-old grandparents understood how hard school was, and how mean that kid was in the closet that was. Yet they survived through everything listed. So let me tell you, perspective is an amazing art. Everything must be in perspective. But still, I think we're not in easier times. No one taught us anything about epidemics or anything like that, you know? Yes, so people suffered more. Who cares about what happened then? We care about what happened now. Am I right, guys?
We have to.
Well, I didn't live through it. So, I mean, if you made it through that,
yeah.
I don't know what would you call yourself lucky.
Lucky. Let me teach you something that my grandfather told me. Luck's got nothing with anything to do. Luck's got nothing to do with anything you do in life. Everything, you make your own luck. I'm sorry, I mean, there's no luck.
Luck is,
can somebody strangle this dog? So, anyway. Whose dog is that?
Which do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a dog.
I'm sure.
It was mine because people walking in the street like there is nothing, no lockdown, no nothing. That's why I'm switching off the microphone.
Let me tell you something. So in Kailisha, people are just walking the street. I mean, I'm looking at the news this morning. I woke up, I put TNCL or whatever, or SABC. You can see people walking in Kailisha like it's nothing. The spaza shops are open, everything's cool. So why are we in Sandton and in the suburbs? Why do we have to be locked down? I don't understand. We are still law-abiding citizens. We can keep distance. If they say the whole idea of this disease is social distancing, and if we can keep distance, there's no problem. We can carry on our lives. It's fine. I mean, if we protect ourselves properly, we can really keep everything going. But why do they keep us? Why do they keep us locked? And them? Oh, I don't understand. Are they second-hand citizens? Oh, we are second citizens.
No, I tell you why. Because in Kailisha, nobody keeps the law. In Sandton, people trying to keep the law. That's why. Not only Kailisha, all the townships, you know, there's the law, but nobody obeys the law. That's why.
If no one obeys the law, then they must close the whole, I mean, then you must go to a crazy situation where you must close those areas, put them under lock, and let us leave. I mean, why do you want the whole world economy? Kailisha doesn't make the economy. Unfortunately, Alexander doesn't do the economy.
They don't do the economy, so why can't we just lock them?
Exactly, but if you lock them, and at least treat those areas, lock them outside. So that if they're not binding citizens, you must lock them. You must lock them in their area. At least don't let them mix with the citizens which are keeping the law. You understand? That's what I was thinking.
Do you think the government should supply masks and gloves to them and make it compulsory? Because
I'm not a socialist, to be honest with you. And government, you know, government as it is, got nothing, no money. They must just make a plan. They must put something on their faces. It's not a big deal, but you can stay at home. Stay at home, you'll be safe. Guys,
listen,
stay at home.
There are areas that even in normal days, the country can't enforce law. So, and Roy is right 100%. You know what? The country need to protect the majority. And if there are areas that don't obey the law and putting the whole nation in risk, they need to be on complete lockdown.
100%.
And that's it, because you need to protect the majority of the nation, and you can't, listen, if over there will be a chaos and the pandemic will go out of control, it will affect all of us.
Exactly.
In Sandton, in Orange Grove, everywhere. A country need to take steps and understand these kind of things. You don't want to obey? Let's lock you out with army around. And you know what? you do yourself or obey the law and join the public.
Yeah, but the thing is, that, look, it's a problem with itself because, you know, so in some of those 3x3 rooms that they have, unfortunately, people are very, very poor. And when you're poor, you can't really keep the conditions. But let's say on a 3x3 room, sitting 6 or 7 people, 100%, or using, or you can say 10 families using one toilet outside, there is no way, there's no way that it will not spread. I understand, but they still have to come out to some sort of idea. I mean, you pass through, you fly a drone on top of Alexandra right now. You see, it's like a normal day. It's like a normal day. It cannot happen. It cannot happen that I walk the street, the police stop me, want to arrest me. Because I walk the street.
And lots of people in my area.
You know what? There is open fields and they can put some tents camps over there and try and find a solution. But we can't live in a situation, and I hear what you're saying. It's impossible, the situation as it is. But we need to find some kind of a solution to protect the majority of the nation.
100%. So what you should actually do, in Israel they've done the same thing, like there was areas in Israel that did not obey or some sort of misconduct they've done, and they actually been forcefully locked them down in their area. So they 100%. Actually barricaded the area and say, you know what, that area, in big areas like Bnei Brak and certain part of Jerusalem were locked down by force. Because they're going to affect other people. Understand why they don't do it in South Africa. It's actually a big opportunity for Cyril to jumpstart the whole economy, jumpstart the whole thing that called South Africa. Right now, there's no confidence in government. There's no confidence in anything. So right now, confidence is coming back. The dollar this morning, I woke up, the dollar was 18.11. It's not great, but it's better than 19.20 that was a couple of days ago. So looking like there is some sort of confidence in government. I don't know, because you're watching the ENCA and they're not really bad to government. They talk nicely about government. It's not like overseas media. The South African media actually quite a supporting media, I must say. They don't find all the bad things in government. They find only good things. So it feels better. And yeah, what can I say? We're going into ad break right now. I don't know if Craig can listen to us. I want you, Craig, to put the first song that we've got. The first song is from Styx, Walter the River. And go for it, Craig.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
All right, so guys, so it wasn't, I don't know, are we on? Oh, come on. All right. So it wasn't the song that we hoped for. We should have had the Styx, Walter the River. And we had Leningrad by Billy Joel, still a great song. And it feels like Leningrad in the old days, sitting in your own homes, looking at your lovely wives, hopefully not fighting too much. And, yeah, what can I say? You know what? There's a professor, a Japanese professor to, physiology or medicine, I don't know, a professor, Tasuko Honjo. He said a couple of days ago, he made a real big sensation in the news, in the media, and he says that the corona is not natural. I don't know if you heard about it. He says if it was natural, it wasn't affect the whole world that way, because it depends on the nature, because the temperatures are different in different countries. If it was natural, it would have been effective only on certain countries with temperature similar to China. Instead of that, it spread to places like Switzerland. In the same way, it's spreading through desert countries, etc. If it was natural, it would have just spread in cold places, but it would have died in hot places. He says he's done 40 years of research on animal viruses, and it's not natural. He says this particular one is definitely manufactured, and that particular virus is synthetic. I mean, man-made. He says he's working 4 years in Wuhan
laboratories.
Laboratories, and he knows. Yeah, and he knows all the people from this laboratory. He called all of them after the corona accident, the first corona accident, but all the telephones already died 3 months. They already died 3 months. Now there's understood that all the guys that were in that lab died. I don't know if you know about it. I just read this news and I'm just saying it. I'm not sure if it's true or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Oi, one more thing. Yeah. I'm gonna add that it also was on the news that Dr. Fauci, the Anthony Fauci from America, he authorized $350 million to this laboratory to develop and to do some kind of things. Maybe this was the money that they needed.
You know, it's always good to live a little bit with conspiracy.
Yeah.
Always good to live a little bit with conspiracy. I don't know. You know what? I'm not a great believer in conspiracy, but you know what? It's an option. It's possible. So the same professor says he can say confidently, 100% confident, that Corona, the COVID-19, is not natural. It did not come from bats. And China was successful in if whatever he says today, or after he's gonna die, the government can take my Nobel Prize. He's got Nobel Prize. But Sin is definitely lying. But China is definitely lying, and the truth will come out. His name is Takashi Honto. So that's the guy. That's what he says. So what you know? I want to say something. You know, with all the respect to government, it's really great that you know they're gonna pump 500 billion rand to our economy. That's about 40% to 50% of our GDP. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. You know, it's half a trillion rand. That's a lot of money. Even in rands, that the rand is worth really not a lot. It's really a lot of money. But I say to myself like this, you bring 500 million rand, billion rand to jumpstart the economy. Great. All great. Really. I mean, I appreciate it big time. And I'm sure the other citizens of South Africa will. But why don't you put 490 billion, take 10 billion, and sort out the bloody crime. Sort it out. Make sure we don't have any more violent crime. Let this country be livable. You know, we will make a plan. We will work. We will find our way. Doesn't matter. Myself and Moshe will open together a spaza shop in the corner of 8 and Louis Botha. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But we're still going to live and no one will shoot us in the street. You know, after you make your 10 rands, 50 cents, you can walk the street. You'll be able to walk at night like in any normal country. Can walk during the day and not be mugged, killed or whatever. So what my suggestion was, if you take from 500 billion, then 10 billion aside, assign 1,000 police officers, 1,000 police officers, highly, highly ranked. Pay each and every one of them 80,000 rands a month. For 10 years, it's 10 billion. 1,000 officers. Listen guys, listen to me. If you take 1,000 officers, 1,000 officers, and you pay them every month 80,000 rands each, which is a great salary for every public worker. 80,000 rands a month. It's enough to pay them salaries for 10 years for 1,000 officers. High class officers, proper, not second hand ones. I don't understand why they don't do it. Please, somebody invite the listeners. Yeah.
Boy, one more thing. You said that we got 500 billion rand. That's fine.
Yeah.
You then ask, who is going to steal the money?
Oh, yeah. All right. Before they steal the money, please, sort out the crime. You know what? With the rest, we will fight. We will be able to over... How do you say? You know, we've been here before. We've been through thick and thin. We will survive. Sort out the crime. Come, Mr. President, sort out the car, please.
Like you said, Roy, even if we open a spaza shop and we work the whole day, we don't need to spend all this money, all these thousands of tens of thousands a month that you pay as a business as an individual of on security.
On security industry is the number one.
Just to live like a human being.
Yeah. We have to have private police, private this, private that. And you know what I say? What I think, if we put so much money into security, I promise you, private businesses, I'm talking about 100% of private businesses, will support the program. And I promise you, if government will put 10 billion, private businesses will put another 20 billion. Why do you go save SAA, putting all the billions of rents into SAA, which should be public company, shouldn't be government company, should be a private company.
20 years ago.
Yeah, they should be. Why do you put all the money in there? Because you want to promote it, but people don't want to fly to South Africa. They only do business here and run away. They don't want people to come into South Africa. If you want people to come into South Africa, the number one thing you have to sort out is the number one thing that people left South Africa. Not because, people cry economy. It's not because of that. They left South Africa because of crime. So our best minds, our best doctors, our best engineers, our best lawyers, our best of everything left South Africa because of crime. And tell me that I'm wrong, please. Yeah. Moshe.
No, you're not wrong. I'm going to tell you, talk about SAA. SAA used to be one of the best airlines in the world.
Yes, okay.
I remember this. Now, unfortunately, it's in the wrong hands. And everything that is owned by the state, every company, Eskom, Transnet, SAA, you name it, it's there.
Yeah, you're right. 100% right.
Don't forget that South Africa used to be one of the strongest economies in the world. So,
absolutely.
SAA was great.
And suddenly, sorry, Liel, and suddenly we became a developing country.
Less even, yeah.
Yeah. So, but when I came here 32 years ago, South Africa was the seventh most efficient economies in the world. And now we are.
Yeah. And Roy, I would like to add something else. You said, people, the rent gets stronger, people invest. Yeah. Sorry, I want to be negative. In my books, the way I see it, people will not invest money in this country. The reason being, South Africa, unfortunately, is not a creative country. You don't create anything. You got nothing. You don't do anything here.
Because there's no industry.
In America, in Europe, you say, listen, must I invest South Africa or go to Cambodia or Vietnam? Southeast Asia. Over there, they're creative. They know how to work. They give production and everybody's happy.
Yeah, but the number one thing is, for me, the way I see it, why my kids are not here? Why many other people, I think your kids, why they're not here? Why the else kids are not here? Why Eitan family is not here? Why? Because of the crime. You know what? It's impossible. We live, only, think about them. I mean, many times they come to us, they come see those beautiful houses hidden behind those huge walls and security guards walking the streets. And this is ridiculous. I mean, how do we allow that? How do we allow, I don't know, like 2,000 murders a year? This is crazy, guys. This is crazy. You're looking at what, 50 people died. What is it, 50 people, 70 people, murders a day on a normal day. Okay, now there's a reduction. I mean, the guy's proud of himself saying, oh, there's a reduction in violent crime. All I'm saying is, bring 1,000 police officers, pay them decent salary, make sure they will be like the untouchable, sort out the violent crime. You know what, if somebody pickpocket me, it's fine, I'll live with it. The violent crime, sort it out, guys, sort it out. The rest, we will find a way. You don't think, guys?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. So, Craig, take us to the second break. And, I want you now, if you don't... Oh, you want me to read the live read? One. All right, let me see where I find. All right, I've got a live read here. So, let me read the live read one. So if you live alone, especially during those days, then you need to know about Chai FM helpline, check-in service. Our counselors will call you on a regular basis to check in and make sure you're okay. It's available to anyone of any age who feels the need for it. Make contact with us by calling the helpline on 0800 24 24 36. That's 0800-2424-36. Chai FM 1. Chai FM 101.9 megahertz of serving the community. That's great. So, let me go for the second live read. Make a difference during the COVID-19 pandemic with Dis-Chem. Your Dis-Chem benefit points can now go towards supporting the independent solidarity fund set up by the president. Dis-Chem is matching rand for rand. All points donations will kickstart it with an upfront 2 million rand. Monies raised will go towards saving lives and assisting people in need. Donate now by converting your point via Dis-Chem app or website. Together we are stronger. Together we can overcome the pandemic. Dis-Chem, pharmacists, who cares? All right. Craig, take us please to Rain by Jose Feliciano.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
All right, guys. All right. I think we're back. I mean, think we're, you know, we got, a lot of people that's trying to, over the lockdown period, we had, we bought all the necessary equipment to be protected from other people. And, right now we're sitting down and you know what? We're calculating. And to be honest with you, we got a great deal lately. And I have to say, you know, if whoever is really helping is not the people that rip you off with a, alcohol gel and the face mask and whatever. And we bought those wonderful face masks, the one with the perspex. Especially when you work with people, you know, if we both protected, there's almost no possibility. What I mean protected, if we both wearing masks, there's almost no possibility of getting infected. There's almost no possibility unless you're touching areas and, but if a guy is sneezing inside his mask, it will not get to you, especially if you're wearing a mask too. So basically wearing a mask is the number one thing. I see people wearing gloves. You know, I talk to my kids, which are doctors, and they say, it's a waste of time. Don't worry about it. If you're wearing a plastic glove, it's like you're wearing an extra skin. You have to wash it as often as you wash your own hands. Nothing can go through your skin barrier. I mean, really nothing will go through a skin barrier unless it's a, Zarkhanogani, how do you say,
organophosphate.
Yeah, other than that, nothing will go to your skin. Your skin is a great barrier, so don't worry about, putting gloves. Yeah, it's number one. That's what I think. If you want to, you can, but then if you touch your face with those dirty gloves, it can happen the same thing exactly. With your hand. Now, there's the guy that sells all those masks and whatever. And I don't mind doing advertising to someone that really does for the community. His name is Moshe, and his telephone number, guys, if you want stuff really cheap and very, very good quality, especially those visors that we have, that we buy them we bought the first ones at shops for, I don't know, it was close to $200, you know, the nice visors, the one with the perspex on it. And, we bought it for like $200. And he sells it for about $75 or $80. His name is Moshe and his number is 082-414-1101. I'm going to repeat this number. 082-414-1101. 082-414-1101. And his name is Moshe. And, really it gives you a good deal. Does all the alcohol gels and whatever. It's really cheaper than anybody else. He sells to shops and I know he's available. Just call him and deliver. I'm sure he'll deliver. So that's that. What more I wanted to talk about is the, yeah, I mean, don't you feel there's like everybody that used to sit at home, I remember that when they used to come at home, used to sit down with the computers, with the calculators. Now everybody's an athlete. You see them all training. Yeah. It just is a big difference, eh? So COVID-19 make you an athlete.
Yeah, everyone suddenly want to go out and run instead of sitting in the lounge and play with the electronics.
Crazy, yeah. Actually crazy. I don't know what to say.
But this is human nature, right? You always want what you can't have or what you can get or what is harder. That's human nature. So
after being married for 35 years, I learned not to want.
Now, I didn't say everything works. But that's human nature.
Yeah, not everything work on by the same laws. Yeah.
No. But as soon as they will open up and let us go out, you'll see people will say, I'm not feeling like it anymore.
I don't feel like training now.
Yeah.
You know what I miss? You know what I miss is the gym. Do you go to gym? It's not that I go. It's at least I think, at least I, at least I can go when I want to go, you know, that kind of thing. It's not that I go to gym. What I miss? I miss gym. I didn't miss gym. Do me a favor. You never been in gym? Yeah, yeah, but at least I can go if I want to. Like a ballet. Do you miss the ballet? Sure, miss the ballet. Have you ever been in ballet? Never been ballet.
Yeah. You want what you can.
If you want to go to sleep, you can go to ballet.
Say again. If you want to go what?
To sleep.
It's like everyone wants to get married until they get married.
Ay, 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 let me tell you guys. So we're getting close to the end to the end of our show. So what do you think about my idea? Give like about my idea of taking 1,000 police officers. Don't you think it will make a world of a difference? Just think about 1,000 people, uncorrupt, not corrupt, not corrupt. 1,000 people, not corrupt, earning big salaries, making something.
That
great.
Would make a huge difference.
It will, eh?
Proper. Definitely. Look, the policemen in this country have ridiculous salaries. They have no rights of weapons. In a way,
defined, I don't know, high percentage, like 25% of our police force being convicted criminals, like convicted before or have cases against them. I mean, this is 25% of your force. Meaning, every fourth guy that you meet might be a criminal. I mean, this is, I'm not saying, but take one unit, build them one building, 1,000 people sit inside, and they, I don't know, you separate them according to provinces. The biggest province, Gauteng, you take 500 people. Then the other 500, you separate them to highly paid, driving fancy cars, so they feel good, and then nail crime. That's it. It's simple. You collect information, and you nail crime. That's it. And you can finance people like this, 1,000 people, 80 grand a day for 10 years. You can finance with 10 billion, on 10 billion. And now he wants to pump 500. At least make it for good use.
You know what else works?
Yeah.
A lockdown.
No, but lockdown will keep us with no food just now. Eh? I'm not joking.
Okay, but maybe there are people that should be locked down.
Lock up, you mean? Not lockdown.
No, not lockdown. I'm not talking about lock up. Maybe there should be people that should be on lockdown because they don't know how to behave and they can't go out of the areas. They let them do crimes over there.
Yeah, listen, the government need to support agriculture big time right now because South Africa have the power of self-supply. If the farmers and all of this will not get the support that they're losing right now, they will not be able to produce. South Africa is capable of producing their own. We don't need to import anything. We have enough.
No, we used to export. I mean, we used to export so much food, so I'm sure we've got the power to export. But the way we look at stuff, we look in the most beautiful. Just agree with me on a few things. Number one, you can agree with me, I'm sure, is we have the best weather in the world, especially Johannesburg.
Definitely.
The best. It's never too cold. It's never too hot. You know, maybe you've got like extreme hot couple of weeks in the whole month, maybe 14 days, isolated days, which are extremely hot in a year. And maybe you've got 14 days, which are extremely cold in a year. But we never really that cold. We never really that hot. Beautiful sun shining during winter. I mean, where do you find those places? Really, it's one of the most beautiful places. And you know what we've got? All the people, except the criminals, all the people in Zarifa are good people. Wonderful people.
Yeah.
I mean, blacks, white, purple people, whatever, all of them are nice. Really nice people. You can talk to funny, you can joke, very accommodating, very hospitable people. Why can't we get together and eradicate this crime? Why can't we do that? Why do we have to live in this society? Why?
Everything. I think everything have a political agenda. There's someone's agenda.
Conspiracy. Yes.
Why? Right. But even crime, guys. Even crime. Why? Why crime? Crime.
Somebody doesn't suit him to have this kind. But you saying this kind of a piece does not suit somebody. That's why.
No. Hold on a second. We've got, I mean, even Zimbabwe has as bad as it is, but not such a high violent crime. They don't have such high violent crime like we've got. It doesn't show our society. Our society is not such a big, we got good society, good people. I don't understand why we don't do something against crime. If we've done everything, Anissa, but we're not doing. I can see we're not doing that. Yeah.
Roy, because the law is too soft. See, people are not afraid to do something.
Sorry to stop you guys. Craig is nagging me here. We have to go to Ed Break, and after that we'll say our goodbyes. So, Ed Break, Ed, take us to Ed Break, Craig.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
Hello. Okay, we're back to say our goodbyes, and I just want to say that it was lovely being with you here this morning, and I know we've been basically isolated, same as everybody else. Our office is still open. Our office is open. We decided to open only 3 hours a day. It's actually just to give some service to those people who needs to extend their loans or maybe really, really need a couple of bucks to sell some piece of jewelry. It's nothing really. People say, oh, you're so lucky. We're not that lucky. And as well, maybe the right thing is to get part of or certain people of our group to really get away from home for a couple of hours, just to be out a little bit. So that's why we actually operating the business. It is not, don't be so jealous. It's not, there's really not much of traffic. There's really not many people. If anybody needs service, if anybody wants to sell the jewelry, it's the right time now. Prices are actually very good. And
give the phone numbers.
Our telephone numbers are 011-325-7777, or you can contact me directly on 083-6100-209. Please call me. Guys, if you need anything, we only do gold and jewelry. We do not do anything else in this bedtime. That's the only license we have or permit we have to operate only on gold and jewelry. And basically, that's it. Eitan, anything you want to add on that situation that you're sitting in? Yeah.
People, keep in mind, keep loving each other, stay home and stay safe. We need to fight it, and let's hope for better and brighter days to come.
Yeah. It's coming tomorrow. Happy stay home, everybody.
It's not going to affect most of the population. No one going to feel too much stage four.
I don't understand the idea now of exercising between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So I'm going to wake up early in the morning. I'm going to exercise till 9 o'clock. I'm going to be in the streets till 9 o'clock. Hopefully I'm not going to get mugged from the people running, you know. All right. I'm going to go outside and have till 9 o'clock. But then I'll have to stay awake the whole day. Doesn't like make you crazy. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not right. I mean, just make sure there's not a lot of people together. Well, there's no restaurants, no this stuff. Yeah.
Think about another thing. If a lot of people will jump on it, especially the area you stay in, Santon, and suddenly you have a few thousand people going out to the street to walk around, it will be a little bit sticky. People need to still keep masks and keep distance.
You're wrong. If there's no gatherings, if you and your wife walk in the street, there's no gatherings. Put your mask on and walk.
That's what I'm saying. There will be a lot of people suddenly, and just to keep in mind, to keep the safe, the safe distance, the masks and everything.
We need to wrap it up. So guys, I want to love you and leave you and tell you from myself and the rest of our crew, from Eitan Nadler, Leon Rimon, Nicole, what's
your name? You didn't get to speak much.
You don't have to. You're a woman. You must just sit inside and be happy.
I'm fine myself.
From Nicole and Moshe Starograd and myself, Roy Perez, I wish you a great, great, great Shabbat. And have a lekker weekend. Be safe, guys. Keep yourself safe. And let's get over it together. Have a great Shabbat.
We'll be together next week.
See you together at El Nasir. Yeah, I will hear from you on Wednesday next week. Have a lekker time, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.